I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it might bring forth more fruit. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye, except ye abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me ye can do nothing. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch, and is withered. For men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit. So shall ye be my disciples. As the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. If ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. This is my commandment, that ye love one another, even as I have loved you. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Ye are my friends, if ye do whatsoever I command you. Henceforth I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth. But I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard of my Father I have made known unto you. Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you, and ordained you that ye should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it you. These things I command you, that ye love one another.
Welcome again to Let the Bible Speak. This is Pastor Ian Gallagher. Each day I get behind this microphone and bring you the message of the gospel. I hope that you are blessed. If I can be of any personal help, make sure you take down the details of the announcements at the end and be in touch by email or by phone. It is my heart's desire to minister the word to you and to know that it is bringing forth true gospel fruit in your life. That's our message today, living as a branch in the vine to bring forth much fruit. And this is essential. Essential to growth, essential to godliness, and it's essential to holiness. If you really want to live the Christian life in the power of the gospel, we need to abide in the Lord Jesus. That's the key word today. Abide in me, Jesus said. I in you, and ye in me. That's the secret. And today we're moving to the pulpit ministry of our church to let the Bible speak on abiding in the vine.
Message today by saying that abiding in Christ is, for the Christian, equivalent to what we say to the sinner, come to Christ. We say to the unconverted, you must come and be united to the Lord Jesus, trusting personally in him. But we must also say to the Christian that the secret, the power of Christian living is to be constantly abiding in the Lord Jesus. We are reminded here that Christ is the true vine. He is the enduring supplier of every spiritual need of his people. And of course, it's singular. He's the true vine. There's only one. And without him, there is no other source of spiritual life. And he is the fulfillment of every type of the scriptures. He is himself the personification of the all in all that we as believers need. And so it is very true to say that Christianity is not principles, it's not rules and regulations, it's a relationship. It is a one-to-one personal relationship with the Lord Jesus himself. And I pray for you to live the life, the Christian life, as a branch in the vine. Now in verse 5, you have the positive. We are told the same bringeth forth much fruit. That is, those who abide in the Lord Jesus, they bring forth much fruit. And then in verse 6, you have the negative. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered, and men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. Now, wood from vines are absolutely useless. You can't use them for anything. You can't make furniture out of them. You can't even make matchsticks with them. It is just fit for burning. And so this is a very powerful, vivid example. And people who, in Bible times in particular, very familiar with vines, knew that the wood was useless. And without union with the Lord Jesus, our lives are useless. Useless to bring forth fruit, useless to bring forth glory to the Father. And of course, it's a warning to the sinner that without union with Christ, without Christ in your life, you are fit for nothing. You're not fit for the kingdom of God. You are but to be cast out and to be burned. Now, for the Christian, life can be exceedingly fruitful if you will take the place as a branch in the vine. We are made to be partakers of the divine nature. Now, that statement comes from 2 Peter 1 and verse 4. And I'd like you to turn there because this is very important, because the language in John 15 is parabolic. It's a picture parable. But in 2 Peter, you have the doctrine laid out very carefully. And in 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 4, whereby are given unto us exceeding precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature. Now, we don't do with that like the Mormons, who say that one day we will become gods. No, no. This is merely that we, as faith-based, believing people, trusting, abiding in the Lord Jesus, that we enjoy his life flowing into us. The word partakers means to be sharers. It's the great word we use in communion, koinonia. And we are in partnership. We take part in the life of the Lord Jesus. Now that is so vital, and it's so blessed. It is so wonderful. It thrills our hearts. And this picture we have of the branch in the vine is certainly showing us the fruit-bearing ability of every branch that is a partner, partaker, or joined to the vine, so that all the sap, all the life of the vine that comes and flows up through its trunk out into each and every branch, there is life abundant. And it's the life of the vine flowing through the branch to to bear forth fruit. But you can't do this if you are not abiding. You can't have Christ abiding in you if you are not abiding in him. And if you're not constantly abiding, his life cannot flow into your life. And this is the simple truth that we have here in these verses. And so in some ways, my sermon's over. I have outlined the point, the doctrine, the truth of this. But I do want to expand on it, and I do want to enforce these wonderful things that we have here. Life as a branch. There's three things I want to say here today. Life as a branch is a life of ceasing. Ceasing from ourselves. It is a life of trusting. Trusting in the vine, in the Lord. And then it is a life of drawing. Drawing all that life into our souls, into our walk, and our ministry, our service for God. So we have ceasing, trusting, drawing. And I want you to follow along as we think on these three points. Cease then from our self-reliance. The secret of Christian living is this: not I, but Christ. Not I, but Christ. Think of Galatians 2:20. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life that I now live, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. And so the cross has to do a crucifying work within our hearts. It has to put the old nature to death. And there are things in a sinner's life that must die. Your pride, your ego, your confidence in yourself. And of course, the gospel message is that you can't save yourself. And to the believer, we say, you can't sanctify yourself. You can't make yourself holy. You can do nothing to add to your Christian living that will be pleasing to God. And so it is the work of the cross to kill every self-reliance that we have within us. And there's plenty of it. This is where the battle rages. This is where the carnal man resists the cross and resists Christ. They will not bow. They will not surrender. But life as a branch is to cease from all self-reliance. We cease from reliance of the flesh. Now the flesh, when you think of it biblically, is the carnal nature within fallen man that is rebellious to God, resists and defying everything about God. Fleshliness is that uncircumcision of heart. It is that old Philistine Goliath that needs to be slain. And the branch life, the life as of a Christian as a branch, ceases from the flesh. No more pomp, no more boasting, no more saying, I can do it. I can do it if Christ helps me. I can do it by his strength. But ceasing from self, crossing out the I of self in every aspect of our Christian living. We also cease from our reliance on experience. Now, in some ways, to have experience in life is a great thing. We ought to be wiser, we ought to be more efficient, and we ought to be stronger. But in reality, to rely on experience means that we rely less on the Lord. And we think in our own terms that, oh, I can do this. I've done it before. I've done it many times. I can do it again. And then we fall flat on our face because we do it without relying on the Lord. When we first did it, oh, we were trembling. We were looking to the Lord. We were asking for his help and his guidance. And he came to our aid. And now Like David, when he was in the cave, he prayed and prayed and prayed. But when he was in the palace, well, he restrained prayer. He ceased to rely on the Lord, and he failed greatly. And here is a trap. Here is a warning to every Christian. Never stop relying on the Lord. Never trust your experience that you can do something again because you've done it before. We also need to cease from every prop that we would use in life. Now, there are good props and there are carnal props. Now, I think of this because in every orchard, there are props. If you go to an orchard, you'll see stacks of sticks. And when the fruit is heavy, loaded on the tree, those props are used to keep the tree from breaking so it can bear the fruit. And that's a device that orchard workers use. Now, in the Christian life, be very careful about props. Of course, the Bible is a good prop. Prayer is a good prop. Godly counsel with a Christian friend or pastor, that's a good prop. That's a help that you go to in time of need. But there are those props that we must throw away. The prop of our own abilities and our own trusting, maybe even the externals of religion. You can trust in the name of a denomination. You can trust in your own local church. You can trust in the attending a service, even communion. You can take the cup and the bread, but it's only outward. And it's a prop. It's not truly leading you to depend on the Lord Jesus. It's not truly bringing you to abide in fellowship, drawing your everything from His Spirit and His grace. And so everything that stops short of abiding in Christ, trusting in Him, is a false prop. And we must kick it away and be done with it. Whatever keeps you from going directly to the Lord to draw your support from Him is a false prop. And I warn you, many people feel at this point in the Christian life, they have come to use the props of external religion, Protestant religion, even biblical religion. You can be a free Presbyterian and use it as a false prop. If it doesn't bring you to your knees and total dependence on the grace that is in the Savior, then it is falling short and it will not help you in your Christian life. So kick out all the false props. Secondly, we come now to trusting. Branch life requires a life of trusting. The Christian does not just come to Jesus once to find salvation and then ceased to trust in the Lord. It's not a one-time trusting. No, it must be a whole life of trusting. And I use the term trusting very deliberately here because it conveys more than just believing. Trusting is leaning on, resting upon, and seeking to find your hope absolute fully in the Lord. It is a life of leaning and resting in the Lord Jesus. And that is the branch life. The branch is in union with the vine, and it depends on it totally, absolutely. And it looks to nothing else and no one else for help and for strength. And so it means union. And that union, that grafting into the vine, it's only the beginning. There is now the life of the vine flowing into the branch, and there is communion. You cannot be a branch if you are not united to the vine. And so I speak to you, dear brother, dear soul that is not saved, without a Savior, without the Lord. There is no hope for you without your total reliance upon the Lord Jesus. You have to be grafted into the vine. By nature, you are a wild vine, and you need to be grafted into the Lord Jesus. And only then do you have his life flowing into your life. And so this is a marvelous picture. It is a life of personal borrowing all grace, all spiritual life from the Savior. Now, just as the vine must have branches to bear fruit, the branch needs the vine that it may bring forth fruit. Now, we need to be joined to the true vine. And here you'll notice in the opening statement in chapter 15, 1, it says, I am the true vine. Here's the Lord Jesus. Here, only the Son of God could have said that. No one else ever in history could say that, either in the Bible or out of the Bible. No one could say, I am the true vine, and mean it and be genuine, apart from the one who was truly the Son of God, who gives all life to his people. Now, in the orchard yard, a sickly vine cannot help the branches. A sickly vine that is diseased and rotting cannot help the branch to bear fruit. And the orchard owner will come along and he'll command for that tree to be cut down. The wood will be cut up and burned. It's good for nothing because it is diseased and rotting. It is a useless vine. But when we put our trust in the Lord Jesus, he is the true vine. He is the perfect vine to provide all spiritual need unto his people. And so the life we enjoy from the Lord Jesus, well, it's infinite life. It's ever flowing. It will never fail. He's the true vine also in the sense that he will never stop providing the spiritual life that you need. If you remember in the old days when there were water pumps, maybe in along the house or in the farmyard, and some days you go to that pump and you pump it and water would come, and other times no water would come. But if it was the true pump, water would always come. And the Lord Jesus is the true vine. Every time we go to him, he will provide. He will not fail. Now, the key to abiding is to have full confidence in the vine. Get to know him. Trust him. Prove him. Learn by experience that he always supplies the need of your heart. You need to therefore have faith, trusting in his person. And this is why we always stand for the deity, the full divinity of the Lord Jesus. And in this Gospel of John, we've had it in so many ways that Jesus is equal with the Father. He that honoreth the Son honoreth the Father. And I and my Father are one, for which the Jews would have stoned him. Jesus pointed out over and over that he is God come in the flesh. And so we believe in his person. He's not just a teacher, a guide. He is God. And we come to the true vine to draw from him.
Thank you.
Now let's think of ways in which you are abiding in the Lord. Are you a man or woman of prayer? Are you daily in communion, asking in faith for that grace, that power of the Holy Spirit to fill your life? That's what it means to abide. Are you a man or woman of the Word? Are you allowing and causing that Word to dwell in you, memorizing, meditating, and praying over the words of the Bible? By that means you abide, and the Word of the Lord abides in you. That's what it takes, and that's the effort that is required. You need to be a worshiper in the place of worship, in the house of God, where the Word is preached and where Christ is honored. And as you enter into that ministry of the gospel, you are abiding in the Lord Jesus. But if you become lazy and haphazard and say, oh, I don't feel like going to church today, I feel I'll just switch on the radio for a minute or two. And if you do not give yourself to discipline in the ways and means of God's grace, you're not going to abide. And so you need to set yourself to truly enter into all the union and communion of the Lord Jesus. You need to do that today. And as a pastor, I plead with you. If I can help you, make sure you be in touch. The announcements are coming up. You are listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio broadcast of the Free Presbyterian Church in Canada. This is Pastor Ian Gollaher. If you missed part of today's program or would like to hear it again, you can find it archived by program date on our website. Just go to www.ltbs.ca. CA for Canada. There you can read my blog, find my Bible study notes, audio and video sermons, as well as helpful articles. Or you can go to our podcast on iTunes. We're on the air Sundays at 9:30 a.m. for our full church broadcast, and Monday to Friday, 5 a.m. and 5 p.m. on this station to bring you the gospel from our Free Presbyterian Church here in Cloverdale. We also invite you to our church services on Sundays, 10:30 and 6 p.m. Through our website, you can listen and view to our online services at 10:30 and 6 p.m. Make it your Sunday worship. Click on the Live Now button on the home page of our website. Or if you would like to talk with me one-on-one as a pastor, please give me a call. The phone number is 604-576-1091. The mailing address is 18790 58 Avenue, Surrey, BC, V3S1M6. We're located just two blocks north of Number 10 Highway on 188 Street. Our website again is ltbs.ca. You can join us Monday to Friday, 5 a.m., 5 p.m., here on this station as we let the Bible speak.